Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns page 18 of The Dossier on Demetrius.
The Red Feathers Club was one of those places you find dotted about London. Good food, good wines, and pretty girls with music imported strictly from across the Atlantic. And often they're only a front for other, shadier doings. I'd had a long yarn with Digby Mitchell, you remember, and going on what I learned from him, it looked as though we'd been very much taken in by Miss Hedy Bergner. Oh, there was nothing definite, only good grounds for suspicion. She'd gone out of her way to get Hank Kodovska's address at North Old Aerodrome, and she'd made that arrangement to meet Ridgway in the Underground the night they tried to do him in. Hedy herself said Gloucester Road. Mitchell said the arrangement was for Hyde Park Corner. So someone was either stupid or lying. But it was inconceivable that Hedy should have been mixed up with Demetrius. It was absolutely fantastic. I tried to find out from Tony Marzotti, the fellow who runs the Red Feathers, how Ridgway got into Hedy's dressing room that night. And that's how I came to be in the club. I'd just had a drink with Hedy when Marzotti appeared and took her away for a minute.
Something about her next number.
Sorry I have to run away, Keane. Those idiots in the band, they're never satisfied. I always want to mess about with the arrangements.
Shall I order for you again?
No, thanks. I'll keep this one warm. What were you saying about Digby Mitchell just as I left you?
Only that I'd seen him and had a long talk.
But it was the way you said it. Do tell me, Keane, what's on your mind?
What are you doing tomorrow?
Nothing in particular.
Will you be up and about by 11:30?
I could be.
Good. Cuts will call for you in a car at 11:30 sharp.
Well, there's nothing I'd like more than to go driving all over London with Cuts, but where does he take me and why?
Our place on the embankment.
Why?
Oh, I don't want to worry you, but there are one or two points about Mitchell, Ridgway, and you that we simply have to clear up.
About Demetrius, the man on the plane?
Mm-hmm. About the man on the plane.
Oh. And suppose I refuse to come. I don't like being treated like a criminal.
No one's treating you like a criminal.
Oh, Keane, what's the matter? I thought you liked me. What did Mitchell tell you? No, I don't care what it was. It must have been lies, or you're putting a wrong construction on something. Do tell me.
Tomorrow. And for tonight, I'll wait here till you're free and drive you home.
You'll do nothing of the kind, thanks.
Why not?
I accepted before because I thought... Well, you know what I thought. But you're not driving me home tonight.
Why? What other arrangements have you made, Hedy?
I'd rather walk home if you're going to be like this.
Now, don't let's argue. I'm driving you home. Oh, look, I think Marzotti is trying to catch your eye.
It's time for my last number.
So I gathered from his pointing to the watch act. Don't forget, I'll be waiting.
All right, then. Wait.
I'm hanged if I can figure you out, Hedy. If it is an act, it's a good one. Oh, where's that phone? Better ring Frayne at the yard, see how they're getting on at her flat.
Hello, Frayne.
How'd you get on? Oh, no, you could scarcely expect her to leave the place stuffed with incriminating letters or anything. Quite. Have they finished putting the tap on her phone? I insisted on driving her home so I could keep her away from the place if you needed more time. Yes. Yes, that's right. If she leaves the flat tonight, Cups will tail her, and your chaps can take over in the morning. Oh, you're perfectly right there. As a matter of fact, I sincerely hope we're wrong about her. In fact, I'm almost positive we are. All right. Goodbye. If we're wrong about Hedy, we must be right about Ridgway and Mitchell. Can't have it both ways. We only know one thing for sure. Demetrius has the inside running side.
Oh, there you have it, Peter. Chapter and verse. Keane didn't say much, but I have an idea he was jolly impressed. So what about it?
Gregory Keane can go to the devil.
I think you're making a mistake.
You didn't see the frame they hung round my neck that night in Bailey's Hotel. There I was, the room in a shambles, Godofsky dead, blood all over the front of my dressing gown, and the knife in my hand. It's already darn well for Keane to turn round and change his tune just because some character dressed as an old woman tried to shove me under an Inner Circle train.
Well, not only because of that, old man. Because of what I was able to tell him about Haiti.
But what does it amount to?
It amounts to plenty.
Deuce, it does. It's possible that she only wanted Godofsky's address to see him again. And it's possible she said Gloucester Road and I got mixed up and went to Hyde Park Corner. It's possible.
While Demetrius's goons follow you about from pillar to post.
I'm hanged if I know. But I'm certain in my own mind that that baby's in it right up to here.
So am I.
Will Keane be? Who was found with the knife and Hank Godofsky, for crying out loud? Hedy Bergner or me?
Yeah, it's awkward.
And then there's this. Keane's not Scotland Yard or the coroner or the judge and jury. He's not even the police at all.
I can see your point,
I tell you,
man,
Digby, but... I can't risk it. Don't you realize I could hang? We've been drinking like fish that night, Godofsky and I. And fellas have had fights, and fellas have been stabbed in drunken brawls. I'd be arrested and flung into quad the moment I poked my head in Gregory Keane's door.
So your answer is no?
My answer's very much no. Not till we found out a bit more about this gang. What did Keane say the fellow's name was?
Demetrius.
Yeah. Our major of MI5 must be on the job to some extent if he's found that out.
He's on the job all right, old boy. Don't worry about that. And Peter, he really wants you badly.
Yeah, well, let him want. While I have this hideout here with Sally, I'm going to carry on. Follow the affair up for a while.
Through our little fat man from the underground.
And we'd have been tackling him tonight if you hadn't brought up this argument about Keane.
There are plenty more nights, aren't there? But I still say you're being a goat.
Oh, pipe down about it. Now, listen. We know where Fatty lives, but it might be difficult to actually catch him coming or going, right?
Yep.
And it might be even more difficult getting him somewhere nice and quiet where we can have that little pry into his business.
All right, so what?
I have a better idea. Perhaps it won't be necessary to get tough with little Fatty at all. This character, Demetrius, must have a headquarters. And if Fatty's one of the gang, why shouldn't we let him lead us to it?
It's going to mean a lot of hanging about near Fatty's place, old boy.
I'd rather spend my time standing about in West India Dock Road than squatting on my hunkers in a cell at Wandsworth Jail.
All right. Shall we leave it at that for tonight?
Suits me. Hey, what do you think you're doing?
What does it look like?
Well, you can leave a man something to drink, can't you? Hand over that Applejack. You never know, but I'm supposed to be on leave.
Tony, listen.
Uh-huh. I thought you were gone, eh?
I'm going down to join Keane now. There's something up. I won't know just what till tomorrow morning. But you have to ring the sanatorium and tell them not to come near me. Not to ring me at the flat, and not to expect me near the sanatorium till they've heard from you.
Is that a guy, Keane?
Yes.
You think maybe MI5's tapping your phone, eh?
I don't know. But Keane's got something on his mind, and we can't possibly take the risk.
Uh-huh. Maybe the boss changed his mind for him tonight, eh?
We still can't take any risk till I've been to the embankment tomorrow.
Now, don't you worry, Hedy. Leave it to me. I'm going to the sanatorium tonight myself. I'll be waiting there for the Demetrius when he gets back from attending to Major Keane. Tell you something, Hedy. You see this?
I can't wait while you wave paper knives at me, Tony.
I'd like to stick this into Mr. Keane some day.
Well, maybe you'll get your chance.
Yeah, maybe.
Before I go, have you heard from him tonight?
Demetrius?
Yes.
Everything's fixed. As soon as it's finished with and parked somewhere, Bookman reports his car stolen. Now, you better get along. You don't want to keep him waiting.
Gregory Keane? Oh, let him wait.
I don't mean Keane. But let me tell you something, Eddie. Mr. Major Keane, he's a nice-looking guy. The boss wouldn't like it if you were seeing too much of him.
Oh, don't make me laugh, Marzotti. And don't forget what I said.
Forget? I don't forget a thing, Harry. Not a thing. So long. No. Not a one thing.
Well, there you are, Hedy. I'll be seeing you again soon after 11:30 in the morning.
Aren't you going to turn round?
I'm going straight on.
I didn't ask to be driven back here. And the way you're acting makes me wonder why you insisted. So I'll be darned if I think you're keen.
The pleasure was all mine.
Good night.
Good night.
I'm going to take something from you. Something I've wanted since I first set eyes on you.
What?
This. Good night, Keane.
Well, what was that, Hady? The kiss of death. What's this? Car coming fast. Good grief, it's heading straight for Hady! I can see it now. I can see myself sitting behind the wheel of my car. I can see Hady walking across the street. I can see Cutts come running out of the shadows with the Luger in his hand, and I can hear the crescendo roar of the other car coming in first, then second, wide open. Demetrius was playing for keeps. He came far too close for comfort that night. It was a long time before I was so close to him again.
Sally Jones finds herself in danger at the Red Feathers Club as the hunt for Peter Ridgway is intensified. In the next chapter of this suspenseful story, Dossier on Demetrius.